This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Last year, more than 1,500 state inmates enrolled in an educational program. They're earning GED certificates, learning to fix cars, even how to code. As Alabama faces mounting pressure to change its prison system, many state leaders want to increase funding for these programs. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on what that could mean for inmates.
On a typical school day, the carpentry shop at Ingram State Technical College is buzzing. Men in white prison uniforms chisel, saw, and paint, transforming raw wood into decorative tables, chairs, and art. Eddie Lucas is the instructor.
When I'm out there with the guys, I will pay attention to the guys who will go out and just on their own pick up wood and start working with it without any instruction.
One of those guys is Cedric Grady. In the back of the workshop, he uses sandpaper to smooth thin pieces of wood. He's handcrafting a chessboard made of raw maple and walnut.
I haven't put the finishing part on it quite yet. I'm gonna put a coat of glaze on it to give it a type of shine, but it'll be real nice though once I finish it. I may put a stain on it to make it look more, you know, alive, you know, give it some type of glare to it.
Grady has been in prison for about 6 years. He's scheduled to be released next year. When he gets out, he plans to work in construction and maybe one day try his hand at architecture. That's the goal, according to Annette Funderburk. She's president of Ingram State.
This is where they learn. This will give them an opportunity to really have an employable skill when they're released. Will help them get jobs.
Other community colleges in Alabama offer classes for inmates, but Ingram State is the only one that exclusively serves an incarcerated population. Its main campus is in Deatsville, north of Montgomery. There are on-site educational programs at several of the state's prisons. A new one at Bibb County Correctional Facility launched earlier this year. To enroll, inmates must meet certain criteria, and they generally can't be more than 10 years away from a parole date or the end of their sentence. Earlier this month, in an address to lawmakers, Governor Kay Ivey applauded the Ingram State program.
Y'all, this partnership is really changing lives.
This session, state officials want to increase funding for prison education by several million dollars. That money could be used to add or expand programs, especially popular ones like welding or HVAC repair. And employers are looking for people with those skills. Russell Davis is with the Home Builders Association of Alabama.
It's definitely a shortage of qualified labor from the top of the state to the bottom.
Davis says people who've been incarcerated often struggle to find jobs, especially with the stigma of a felony conviction. But education gives them a leg up. It also gives them hope. Jonathan Andrews has been in prison for more than a decade. He was first locked up when he was 19 years old. He hadn't finished the 10th grade. Andrew says inside prison, it took him a while to get the motivation and the courage to enroll in an educational program. Last semester, he graduated from Ingram State with his welding certificate.
I feel like I accomplished something that I didn't think I could do. It put a smile on my mom's face.
Ingram State is not at capacity, and there are several reasons for that, including understaffed state prisons. Andrew says another reason is that incarcerated men often don't think they'll succeed. He tries to encourage them, and he says job security is a big motivating factor. Studies show inmates who take classes or learn a trade are much less likely to return to prison once they get out. In the carpentry shop, Cedric Grady puts it another way.
The information that they give us up here is going to help keep people free.
Grady says it's not just about the technical skills. He's also learned soft skills like communication and problem solving. But maybe more than anything, it's opened his eyes to his own potential. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.